Hi, I'm Jonathan Haverdink, your spiritual fitness coach. Have you ever thought to yourself something like, if only my roommate wasn't so forgetful, then I wouldn't have to be so irritable. Or if only my spouse didn't drive so slow, then I wouldn't be so aggravated. Or if only so-and-so was different, then I could be happier. I know I have. When I was in college, my best friend, who was also my roommate for 4 years and ended up as the best man at my wedding, was also the person that I criticized the most. In my mind, he talked way too slowly, he laughed too loudly, he ate too sloppily, and the list went on. And the more I criticized him, the more I thought, man, he's also too sensitive. If he were less sensitive, then I wouldn't have to criticize him as much. Once, after enduring way too much of my criticism, my buddy said to me, Jonathan, I feel like you're wanting me to be someone I'm not, like you wish I was a different person. He was right. I was not helping him to be who God made him to be. I was wishing he would be someone that God didn't make him to be. I was focusing on the wrong things. Luke 10, verses 38 through 42 says, "Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me.' But the Lord answered her, 'Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her.'" Martha was frustrated that Mary was being entirely unhelpful. They had the Messiah as their guest, God's son. They should be doing everything they can to put their best foot forward for Jesus so that he's impressed with them, right? But is that what Jesus cared about? No. Martha was focused on the wrong things, and it aggravated her to the point where she didn't just rebuke Mary, she rebuked Jesus. She said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But Jesus gently refocuses her and commends Mary. Are we focusing on the wrong things like Martha? Are we asking the people around us to be different than how God designed them? Are we disagreeing with the Lord about how this person should be? It can be difficult to know. Sometimes things like sin, immaturity, and foolishness, things that do need to change, can look or feel similar to things that are just personality differences, quirks, or even positive traits that you just don't value. Martha thought Mary was in sin for not helping her, but Jesus said that Mary actually chose the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Addressing a critical spirit takes a lot of humility. Jesus might ask you to give grace for things that really irritate you. He might ask you to own up to things that you do that irritate others. He might even ask you to repent and follow the example of the other person like he did for Martha. So my challenge for you today is to think of one person to whom you've been unfairly critical, either recently or a while ago, and reach out to them and do what I so often had to do with my college roommate and say, "I'm sorry." A simple apology can go a long way in humbling yourself, mending the relationship, addressing what needs to be addressed, and moving away from a critical spirit and into unity. Now go win today.